an exciting ride. Then came yesterday. We're going to talk hoops now with ISU head men's basketball coach Dan Muller, brought to you by Extreme Kia. Good morning, Coach. Our fingers are crossed for you guys. You had a heck of a run there until yesterday.
Oh, it was an awesome run. You need to cross your toes, too. Don't stop at the fingers.
I can't cross my toes. Coach, I don't know if you've heard, I'm hobbled.
We've all heard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you've been hobbled your whole life, but now you just have a reason for it.
All right, so let me ask you this, Weisenheimer. I was talking about this. Coach Spack did this a couple of years ago. Are you going to spend – it's a heck of a long time to wait to find out whether you're in or not.
Yeah.
Are you going to sit there and go over the internet and look at all the bracketology and these – are you going to do that stuff?
I'm not that guy, really. No, I'm not going to say I'm not going to look at it, because I'll look at it and because I haven't looked at it at all. And I will kind of see what teams that I want to lose. No offense to those teams. I don't like rooting for teams to lose in general. That's just kind of not who I am. But you get to this point in the season, and I understand things can affect us, and there will be some teams that I'll just kind of keep an eye on, mainly because my team, it'll be important for me to tell my team the truth one way or another as we go through the week to prepare them for Sunday. But I'm not going to be looking every day and checking our RPI every 3 seconds and looking at every single second. I'm going to try to figure out how to best get my team to practice this week, go recruiting a little bit this week, watch some of the games for sure, and then just hope we get our name called on Sunday.
So how do you handle practice this week? Are they going to get a couple of days off?
Yes, they'll get for sure today and tomorrow off. I'm actually going to call a couple friends and just ask how they did it this week. But, you know, if you look at it, if we get in, I would say there's a good chance we could play next Tuesday. If we don't get in, the NIT probably, I don't know, it starts maybe Wednesday. And so we'll be small. I'll give them a couple days off, maybe do some skill work Wednesday or so, but also get our team prepared that if we play again Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, that we're ready.
So I was impressed by the way you handled minutes the first two games.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the game with a buddy, and he's yelling, "Get the starters back!" I said, "You know, it's three games in 3 days. You don't want those guys out there." I thought you did a great job of that. And then I'm watching, I think it was Wichita Saturday, and I don't think they rested their players as much. So I'm thinking, okay, that's good for us. That's good for us. And as well as you shot Saturday, it just disappeared on Sunday. And I know you don't have an answer for that.
Yeah, the answer is something, again, I kind of said it after the game on Saturday. You know, I've got a team full of really good shooters, but we don't have anybody who every single night, you know, is making three or four threes no matter what, you know, kind of like Fran Camp or Shamit at Wichita State has. And so some games we shoot it real well, some games we don't, and it's not a fault of the players. It's just kind of where they're at as shooters. Now you look at their percentages, and we have some guys with very good percentages. But yesterday was a day that I think that the minutes we played Friday and Saturday, now we didn't play real well yesterday, but nobody was out there tired or fatigued. I mean, Parrish Lee played 35 of the hardest minutes he's ever played in his life, and I think he could do that because of the minutes that we played on Friday and Saturday. Mm. And a credit to our bench, by the way. They allowed us to do that. And I didn't care what the score was on Saturday. I just, as long as we won, the minutes were more important. So to beat Wichita State, who is a top 20 team in the rankings, and I actually believe they're better than that, we had to play well. I said it. We had to make shots. We missed, and I haven't watched the game yet. I'm going to watch today. We probably missed 4 layups in the first half. Obviously some open jumpers. You make those, you make your free throws. It's a different game, but we just didn't. This wasn't our day offensively.
And what do you is? Please tell me this. Frank Camp's a senior.
Well, Well, I'd love to tell you that, but Wichita State has 0 seniors on their team.
Oh my goodness,
Frank Camp. I truly believe this, and I'm not. I'm just Wichita. Frank Camp and Shamit are 2 of the best shooters in the entire country, and the way they've shot the ball the last 10 games, they're both over 60% from 3 in the last 10 games, and they shoot deep, tough ones, as you can watch. And so they've made it so difficult to guard them. and put so much pressure on your defense. But he is an absolute, I mean, he, man, every time he shoots, you think it's going in. He makes tough ones.
You know, if they had just one sharp shooter, it'd be, you know, okay, let's focus on this guy. Let's not let him be. But when now you got to cover two.
No, that's a huge difference. Not only that, Scott, but they shoot it from 25 feet.
I know.
That's hard to guard. But again, our defense, they only shot 40%. Now, we fouled them too much. But they shot 40%. We were only down one on the boards. We battled like crazy. We took care of the ball. We had two issues yesterday. Foul trouble, which some of that was in our control, and some of it, to be honest, was out of our control. And we didn't make shots.
40-plus fouls in that game. And then toward the end, a lot of frustration and technical fouls, too. I have never seen a game with so many fouls. Maybe you have, but...
Well, there were a lot of fouls that way, and I was disappointed in the lack of composure, although I will say that from what I'm told and what was said, one or both of those technicals were not deserved at all, and you get to the point in that game, and there's certain referees you just know are going to call tech. They're looking to call techs, and it shouldn't be that way, but that's how some guys are, and was disappointed, not that I think that, from what I know, I honestly don't think either deserved it. But that's what they called, and that's where we were in that point.
And was one of the players ejected from the game? I got up and left the bench.
Yeah, Deontay. Okay. He got a double technical earlier in the game. Him and Willis. And I don't know what happened there, but I will tell you this. And this one bothered me a great deal. Referees always do this thing where they call double technicals. Well, who was right and who was wrong? It's a cop out. Yeah. It's bottom line. Oh, there's two guys. Something's happening. I'm just called double technical. So, they called double technical earlier, and then any second technical is automatic ejection. So he didn't get kicked out for doing something. It was just a second technical, one double technical, and then the second one as he's walking off. So he had to leave.
This will not affect playing time in the next game? Okay.
No, not at all. Not at all. Again, it was no.
All right, and quickly, because it's been a couple of days now, and you probably addressed it more than once, but I've got to ask you, when was the last time any team played an entire game without going to the free throw line? It was the case with you guys on Saturday.
Well, I saw it on Twitter, you know, the Twitter, which provides us with all information these days.
Yep.
And it's all accurate. Anything on Twitter is accurate, in case you're wondering.
no fake news.
We're the first team in the country this year to win a game without shooting one free throw. So I don't remember ever not shooting a free throw, win or loss. But it was kind of rare.
And how, I mean, you think you'd get fouled taking a shot.
I will tell you this, too. We're up 30 with 10 minutes left, and they're fouling us. And one of the referees said flat out, Coach, we're trying to get this game over. I said, okay, I get that, but if they're fouling us, please call them. There you go.
Wow.
That's why we didn't shoot free throw.
We're trying to get this game over. Oh, inside basketball there. All right. Well, we've got our fingers crossed for you. It's a long wait, and we'll. You know what? It's something to talk about all week long as we're having a cold one.
Something to talk about. The only thing that can affect us at this point is certain teams win and lose, and we can't affect that. So we're certainly hopeful.
All right. Can you text me who to root against?
Once somebody tells me.
Everybody but us.
Yeah.
Everybody but us.
All right, Coach. Hey, it's been fun talking to you all season long, and we look forward to talking to you a few more games on down the road.
Absolutely. Real quick, thank you to all the fans. Our crowd was unbelievable. Reminded me of old times. And looking forward to winning that thing with that great crowd sometime.
I'll tell you what, it sounded great on the radio and on TV, too. Big crowd. All right. Hey, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.